The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
And in Mind Your Business, we speak with small business owners, also business leaders and academics sometimes to figure out how the SME sector here in Singapore is doing. After all, it powers half our economy and also hires about 65% of our people. Now, Axinan is a Singapore-based insurtech firm which provides digital insurance solutions for the internet economy. It was founded in 2016 and specializes in leveraging big data and machine learning processes to developing solutions for enterprises. Back in 2016, Wei Chu decided to leave his cushy corporate jobs to do this. He was Grab's first CTO and also has held leadership roles in Microsoft and Facebook. We're going to find out why he decided to do that. And they also recently launched their first B2C brand, Igloo. So we'll find out more about that as well. Wei Chu, thanks for coming today.
Thank you, Howie.
So yes, that first question has to be then, why leave the cushy corporate jobs or the safety, I suppose, of a big company to do this, to start up your own thing?
Yeah, well, you know, actually, if you think about my career, except, you know, Microsoft, the other jobs really are startups when I joined. Like when I joined Facebook.
Yeah, I suppose we forget now that Grab's grown to this size,
yes,
that it was a startup.
Pretty sure it was, yeah, but now it's big. When I joined Facebook, you know, we had like less than 100 engineers, so I would say consider a startup as well.
Right.
I've always liked the, you know, startup environment. I actually don't like corporate. So
tell us the differences.
Huge. I think as individual person, right, you definitely can feel that you are making an impact. You know, whatever you do, you can see, you know, tell yourself, to your friends, this is what I did, like single-handedly or, you know, as one of a very small team. While if you are like, you know, one of like, you know, 20,000 or 30,000 people at a huge corporation, sometimes, I mean, oftentimes it's difficult to feel the impact that you can make individually to the company, to the future of a project. So, yeah, for me personally, I've always liked startups.
So it's almost as if you went to those places and did those jobs in preparation for starting your own thing as well.
Absolutely. Startup is something I, you know, especially being a founder of a startup, it's always been my dream. So I'm very happy that I finally get to do it.
So that goal was in place already.
Yes.
Did you know where you were going to head into and which area?
No.
So how did Axinan come about?
Ah, great question. So, I mean, yeah, I'm a person who is interested in like almost everything under the sun. So anything that's, to me, I think the main consideration is, you know, can I make a difference? Can I do something that has, you know, potentially big impact? So I've looked into like all kinds of sectors. And insurance finally came about because
Trying to get insurance for yourself, you feel? That maybe was the impetus for starting this up.
Less so for myself. But, you know, if I look at, you know, especially like when I visit the countries like Indonesia, I can see where there's like huge disparity, you know, on people's lives. And oftentimes the people who, you know, need the help most don't actually get it. You know, where, you know, if we're like a country where the social safety net is pretty weak, this is quite different from Singapore. So oftentimes, you know, the right type of insurance or protection is simply not available and not easy. So I felt like if I could make a difference, you know, through like what I do best, which is technology, then there's potential to make a fairly big impact. I think that's one of the things that drive me to get into insurance sector.
I think for Singaporeans, though, we have for a long time thought of insurance as, oh, you know, the insurance agents and start hounding me. And of course, there have been players that have come up over the years, making that whole process a lot easier. Were those some of the gaps, too, you wished to fill with Axinan?
Yes, absolutely. This is sort of similar things that e-commerce can do for, you know, retailing business, where people can now do their things on the phones. And why shouldn't we do the same thing for insurance? And, you know, insurance, you know, to be honest, is not something people are really looking forward to. It, you know, it's like I wake up in the day, yay, today
I'm
going to do insurance. Right. So then if it's not something that people really want to spend a lot of time on, then let's make it simple. Let's make it easy. Let's make it cheap. And now it's a digital age. Everybody's on their phones. So, you know, I'd want to build a company that's really focused on mobile, on the internet. And that's sort of what Axena is trying to do.
Wait, we mentioned that some players have come up over the years as well to make the whole buying insurance thing a lot easier for consumers. Mm-hmm. Why, though, did you at Axena decide to focus first on business-to-business before hitting the consumers?
Right. That's a great question. I think it sort of gets started because, you know, we saw a opportunity in the e-commerce space where we can partner with e-commerce players and to solve some of the simpler problems such as like returns for e-commerce. Having said that, it's always, I think, been our goal to provide, you know, a lifestyle insurance choices for consumers. And so whether it's going to be for e-commerce, whether it's going to be for your mobile phones, for your gadgets, for your pets, I think, yeah, B2B and B2C is just, you know, one of the approaches to do this. Ultimately, we're trying to, you know, create a platform, a product that's suitable for the millennials, people who are young, who haven't thought about insurance much, and you're probably one of them. And
sadly, no. Well, I have plenty of insurance because I'm not a millennial.
But not necessarily just for millennials, but people who are digitally minded, you know, who are used to, you know, living life in a digital form. Yeah.
So this is Igloo's offerings.
Yes.
Specifically for the millennials. Talk us through some of it.
Yeah. So interestingly, like, you know, talking about millennials, it's getting people to think about insurance is a very tough case to crack, right? Young people, they feel invisible, right? They just never thought they would need anything for insurance. So guess what we do? So our first product is to help you protect against your phone crack. And, you know, if we think about all the risks that people might have in their daily lives, today, I think, you know, cracking your phone is probably one of the more common things that you might experience in terms of risks.
Particularly for a millennial, they may not yet have their first car and want to think about car insurance.
Yes.
And then you say they feel invincible, so forget about health insurance.
Yeah.
But what's the most precious to them?
Phones.
The cell phone.
Especially in developing markets such as Indonesia, Thailand. Phones actually is oftentimes a person's most precious asset. And, you know, screen crack is the most common thing. So I've been thinking about, you know what, we want to get in touch with millennials. We want to get them to introduce to the concept of insurance. And if we can build something that's really easy, that's cheap, and that's super convenient to claim, then perhaps people have a better, you know, feel about insurance when it comes to something that's bigger in their life, such as health and other things. So we start with something small.
Or something extremely relatable for them.
Yes.
Right. Okay, tell us a bit more about some of the other types of things you'd offer millennials that may be different for the old fogies, such as myself, that we might not be familiar with.
There are a whole lot of things that people can do with their digital products, right? Whether it's going to be their phones, smartwatches, gadgets. And increasingly, we're living in a connected world, smart homes. So I think there are a lot of things we could do to think about that can play a role in terms of making, you know, protections easier. You know, for example, digital locks is one of the things that are starting to get more popular. And there are a lot of things you could do with digital locks that can help with the home insurance. You know, even if you have just like a, you know, cleaning robots, it actually can be helpful in terms of, you know, if we make them smart and connected, that can help you detect various things like flood. So all of this can play a role in terms of making insurance easier.
Wait, how challenging was it to get buy-in from people when you started to launch these kinds of products? I imagine not too difficult, but what was the feedback and response like?
First thing that people tell me is that, man, insurance is hard. You know, nobody wants to buy insurance. And I agree, that is hard. We really try to think of this from a different perspective, not really like from traditional insurance perspective. Traditional companies, they're pretty slow. Oftentimes, if you look at, you know, when the insurance company says, I'm going digital, it really means that, you know, I'm putting the product that I have in the market for like 30 years and, you know, put a website and then say, you know, call my agent after you fill the form. That's digital. No, I think we are really like my company. We're like built from scratch with technology in our DNA. So we're building products, insurance products from scratch, from ground up, that is really fitted to, you know, people's digital lives. And all the way from, it's not just going to be a facet on some old product, but it's actually designed from the beginning to be small, to be digital, and to be fast.
Don't you think that maybe, though, tech might dehumanize this sort of high-touch sector that is insurance? Because it is complicated, you may still need somebody to talk you through it.
Right.
And it's relatively, I think, maybe for millennials, a big-ticket item as well.
For sure. I think insurance is a huge space, right? It's like $4 trillion, $5 trillion industry. So there's lots of fast sectors in the insurance industry. The areas that we're focusing on really is, at least at an early stage, you know, is on things that are small ticket items that really should be simpler. As I said, like, yes, well, if you know, I think it's a good argument to be made about whether, you know, technologies dehumanize, you know, some experience such as like e-commerce, you know, whether people like having, you know, miss the experience of going to stores and enjoy
touching like, and feeling touching the products, feeling. Yeah.
And there's a very reasonable argument to be made there. But I'm not sure that insurance is one of those ones where people really miss about talking to their, you know, insurance agents, you know, at MRT stations. That, I think a lot of things in life where you, especially for millennials, they just want it simple. They want to get it done and they want to do it from their phones.
Yeah. Talk to us about expansion plans, where to next, what's next, what you're going to cover.
Yeah, we are going to get into travel. We are planning to get into, you know, things related to your home. Definitely more stuff on the e-commerce side. And we hope to get into healthcare later.
We wait with bated breath. Wei Chu is CEO and founder of Axonin. He is the brainchild and founder there. And their new offering is Igloo for the millennials. Wei Chu, thanks for coming today. Pleasure.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.